The Sierra Club, Alaska Wilderness League, and Natural Resources Defense Council are among the groups calling for an end to old-growth clear-cutting in the Southeast Alaska forest. At the same time, 60 organizations acting as the Federal Forest Carbon Coalition are calling for changes in forest management to address what they call the climate crisis.
It turns out that Tongass is a globally significant carbon storage reserve.
Melina Marvin is executive director of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, one of the groups involved in the issue. She says the Tongass is important on a global scale.
It turns out that big, wet forests store more carbon than any other type of forest. So the Pacific Northwest and Alaskan rainforests really do more to combat climate change than any other forest in the country.
SEAC and the other groups say logging should be better balanced with the needs of tourism, fishing, and recreation. The groups say old-growth timber cuts should end within 5 years rather than the 10 to 15 years the Forest Service plans. Marvin says second or young-growth trees could better serve smaller mills producing lumber and other wood products.
It's really unsustainable and incompatible with other uses of the forest and really more akin to mining than it is logging in the sense that it's not a sustainable way to form the base of a timber economy that benefits local people.
It's very disappointing that they're finding more ways to stop progress in Alaska.
Shelley Wright is executive director of the Southeast Conference, which advocates for economic development. She says the remaining mills, one medium size and a couple that are smaller, employ a fraction of the number of people working during the Tongass timber boom. Wright says there are still some jobs with wages that can support a family.
Pretty soon there's going to be nothing. All of the infrastructure is failing. It's very, very expensive right now because we don't have the volume for transportation. So it's going away. It's rapidly going away.
The Southeast Conference and SEAC are among groups wanting change as Tongass managers rethink their forest plan. 15 people were recently named to an advisory committee assisting with those changes, but shortening the transition time, as the environmental groups want, may not come up.
I'm sure it's possible. The question will ultimately be, are people comfortable with the consequences of that?
Tongass Deputy Forest Supervisor Jason Anderson is federal liaison to the advisory committee.
The 10 to 15-year time frame is sort of, you know, the direction that the secretary has provided. If there are those who wish to see it sooner, I'm not sure if the TAC will grapple with that dilemma or not.
The panel's first meeting is August 6th through the 8th at the Best Western Landing Hotel in Ketchikan. It will mostly be organizational, but public comments will be taken one of the days. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.